Yuvam is Perk Tesvav Mishnechas. So Isha Shaholchahi Uval Medina Sayam Uvana Imayim. A woman goes with her husband and her son overseas. Uvava Amran, she comes back. Mace Bali, she says her husband died. Yachakach Mace Bini. And then afterwards her son died. So when her husband died, she still had a son, and therefore she became Potter from Yibum when that happened. Namenas, she's believed. Why? So the Rav points out that when she left, she had a chazaka that she was not a woman that was going to be zakuk to Yibum. Now she's coming back, and she's saying a story where her husband died, so she's always believed when her husband died, when she says her husband died, and we're not sure when her son died. If her son died before her husband died, then she would be zakuk to Yibum, because when her husband died, he died, and she died childless, and now she's zakuk to Yibum. So we're really not sure, but she's telling us that her husband died first, and the reason that she's believed in this case is because there's a chazaka that we know that when she left, she had a son, and since she had a chazaka from before she left, that she's not fitting for Yibum, so she's believed in this case. However, Meis Bini V'Acha Kach Meis Bali, if she says what happened is that her son died first, and then afterwards her husband died, so what she's doing now is we knew that there was a chazaka before she left, that she had a son, she was not fitting to Yibum, and she's actually telling us that she's now fitting for Yibum. Eina Nemenes, she's not believed, we do not allow her to go and do Yibum. The Choshishim Lidvareha, and we're also Choshish for what she says. In other words, we believe her that her husband died, but we're not believing her, since she had a chazaka, that she was somebody that was not fitting for Yibum, and the Shaila is, who died first? So in that, since it's also something, Mefarshim point out, it's something that's not going to be revealed in the future as a husband dying, that's something that would be revealed in the future. But who died first is going to be hard to be revealed in the future. So we don't assume she's telling the truth with that. So she's not believed because we're going to say that her husband died first. Not like she's saying, her husband died first, and therefore she wasn't fitting for Yibum. So we're not going to allow her to marry her husband's brother. But on the other hand, we're not going to just treat her like an almana. We're going to be choshish for her words, because maybe she is telling the truth, and she is zakuk to Yibum, we're mesupik now. And then she would be a yevama lushuk. We can't let her get married to anybody. Therefore, v'choletzas v'lo misyabemes. She does chalitza and not Yibum. It's not just the suffix, the Rav points out, because she's saying that she's fitting for Yibum, so it's shavi nafshi chaticha disura, and therefore we have to treat it that way. But she doesn't do Yibum, obviously, because she's not believed, totally, so she does chalitza.